Well, welcome to Conversation with the Congregation. As you can tell, we got a challenging thing when it comes to the church attendance. Not only our church, a lot of the churches are experiencing some of the things, but we got a wonderful story to tell. And as the pastor of this particular local congregation, I want to do what we can in order to have not only a good time of worship and singing and fellowship, but we do ministry together. Joanne and I have been talking back and forth, especially since we've been having this online Zoom meeting with Sarah Campbell. I need somebody to take notes. Can you take notes, Joanne?
I do not have a pen today.
You don't have a pen today. Well, looky there.
We
don't hear so. I don't know. It's about brainstorming, but we want to get. We don't have we should have a church council meeting every month, at least once a quarter. But we don't have enough of people to come and to do that with. So I thought we could do like the Baptists do a little bit and take these little time together, conversations with the congregation, and to keep you informed on thoughts and ideas and things that we'd like to do, like I shared with you about the church directory. I had mentioned something. Oh, there you go.
Oh, Mark, yes, one. Yep. Thank you.
I was sharing with Linda a little while ago, too. I don't do Facebook. I like to scroll through Facebook. And sometimes I push the little like button, and every once in a while for somebody on there, I'll happy birthday or something like that. But it is a good way of communicating. There's a lot of junk on there, but there's a good way to communicate. And I mentioned this to Phil a long time ago, too, and I mentioned it to Tina and different things, but we never really had anybody that was good enough with Facebook to help us to set up a Bethel United Methodist Church Facebook page. I found somebody that does pretty good with that, and her name is Joanne. And she'd be willing to do that. But we just don't want to arbitrarily do a Bethel United Methodist Church Facebook page without your all blessing it. I think it's a good way to kind of connect with some people and do that. So Joanne's willing. If you don't mind, we'll set one up and start using it. Huh? Any thoughts?
I need the email access code.
Well, can we use the Bethel United Methodist Church email that we...
I don't know anything about establishing something on Facebook.
No, I know. I'm talking about receiving the email. You, yeah.
Well, I'm not but being able to set up...
It would just be a email, like if somebody would send the church an email like they do now.
Right.
To set up Facebook, you have to have an email account and phone number. Okay, Pastor Ralph, you have to put his phone number in or the church's phone number. Well, I'll need that email, and before they open an account, they're going to email that account to verify that is the correct email.
You're just like you do now, when somebody emails you, you forward it to me and my prayer concerns and so on.
I would suggest using that and emailing right now.
We want to set one up specific for that.
Well, you take one name off it because I don't get much mail. Now, the BUNCTO.
Well, it wouldn't say Phil Brown. It would just have, it wouldn't have your name on it at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think we should set up a separate one because that's the one that's registered with the bank.
With who?
The bank.
The bank.
Capital City Bank.
Oh.
But we can certainly set up a new one just for Facebook, and then
okay.
We can have multiple people access it.
Very good.
Is it Gmail?
Yeah.
Or
it's a Gmail account.
Yeah, we could set up a Gmail account. So we'll see what's available. So what is it,
B-U-M-C-T-L-H? Bethel U-M-C-T-L-H, I think.
Yeah.
Just
that.
No.
We'll come up with one.
Yeah.
Who would do the responding?
Well, if it comes to whatever email is, whoever receives the email.
Whoever is monitoring the email can respond.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind using my own email address. I don't. I guess I could, because it would come to me anyhow.
I just don't know if we want to. So we can set up a Gmail account that have anything that goes to it forwarded to other people.
Yeah.
Or
if that were the case, then you could
set one up under.
Set up saying we just use that account.
Do we still have the we still have the domain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will get with Craig.
Okay.
See if we can set one up under the domain that we own.
Cool. Good.
And then we can have an email forwarded to
other
people.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's so important that we have to, just, I know, we all have a heart for this little church. We've been here for 191 years. And, and it's always amazed me that even at Gray Memorial and, some of the other people that was over there, they didn't even know where Bethel is. And here they, their neighbors, and we used to do ministry together with, Gray Memorial and Calvary and all that.
I was surprised Bob too, though. A minister at Trinity for
29 years.
He was at Florence.
For 29 years. Yeah.
I know.
He's been by the church, but he's never been in the church.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Anyhow, so those are some things. But any thoughts and ideas how we can maybe do some things or help one another? You know, we got the Christmas tree thing coming up next week. We got to put the tree up. And you're going to be gone, right? So
I'll give them what I ran and I'll move the tree up.
Okay, good.
What about changing the flowers? Won't they get changed out too?
The flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll change
those. Yeah, Betty.
Okay.
Betty is our.
Yeah, they're our stairs.
They used to have an official name for what she does, changing the pyramids and all that stuff. Stuart something, I don't know. And we never been a high church, but they used, in fact, the guy at Gray Memorial, chief trustee, they gave him a new name because they've become more of a high church now, and they call him the sexton instead of the head trustee. Same thing.
We have a book as to who's doing what and rotate it.
And we
so that everybody knows what's going on.
Well, Betty's pretty good at what she does, and she knows where everything is, but
if we ever get
to a point, we need to train somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. What if all of a sudden something happens?
Yeah.
In one of our meetings, they spoke of a treasure at a big church. It passed away.
Be faithful to the time.
It took them months even to figure out where the checkbook was to pay the bills. They had nobody trained to take over for him. Nobody had any inkling of what was going on, what he did, nothing, where anything was, what his records were. And they said they're still, it's been a year or two now?
Yeah.
And they're still trying to recover and get to know everything he knew about what he was doing. And they may never know.
I think there's 9 churches that participate with us on that Zoom call. And it's interesting to see even some of the little churches even paying the insurance premium is really a challenge for them, let alone paying apportionments and different things. So, but yeah, that was one of the things that there was, I don't remember the name of it, but when she passed away, nobody knew nothing about anything. So thank God we don't have that situation here, but by the same token, we need to get some people aware that if something happens, that they can be. I'm grateful that Janie's back. Because she knows most everything. And I think she has a heart to see this church prosper again. Unless I'm doing, don't you? I hope you do.
I think Betty should have a job title.
Well, I think so too.
I'm
a jack of all trades, master of none, so I don't know. Anyhow, I want to be faithful to our time, and it's already 12 o'clock. So unless anybody has a burning desire, we want to continue with this. We're not going to solve everything, but we need to communicate.
Right.
So we're thinking of ideas to have a burning community in, like a bingo night or a board game night something just to get people to come into church.
Right.
Mark and I were talking about just buying a bunch of turkeys and delivering them to homes.
But that won't burn them.
With business cards and praying with them and ministry to them, trying to get them to come into church.
Tina and Travis did that, and it didn't burn them. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, these Zoom meetings, we're trying to figure out what to do so our church doesn't die.
Well, I mean, the other thing that you can do is if we're having an event, you know, we want to go ahead and do a Dollar Tree mug with candies in it and a card and say, we kick off the Christmas season and join us at the Christmas service and just pass them around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a big outlay. But it's something, and it doesn't even have to have the church's name on it. It can be a generic mug. But if you have the card with the information on it, you know, that's a little thing, and it's not the expense of the turkey or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Now, this Zoom meeting is going to be on December 1st, is to how to, when we have our Christmas Eve service, things we can do during that service to get those people that come to come back to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good one to go out and hand those mugs out for that Christmas Eve service.
Yeah.
And then if you want to be on that Zoom and you all, I mean, it would be
Well, they have to be invited to it, don't
they? I am having some pretty major surgery on November 26th.
Oh.
So I may or may not be with
them
on December 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. When is that scheduled? That's pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And I'll be in the hospital. That's Wednesday, and I'll be coming home on Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I was saying. We this whole thing is that the world's still going the same amount of speed and all that kind of stuff, but it seems like it just can't seem possible. It's already Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's moving, the world's moving so fast, and it really isn't, but it is, because I think that the return of the Lord is getting closer and closer, and that's why it feels like it's going faster. But anyhow, that's what I'm saying. We can't, a lot of these things we can't do this year or whatever, but we need to start preparing for next year, because, and I appreciate Jamie, because, I think she's the youngest one that regularly attends, that grew up in this church and understands this church and knows everything about this church. And I've been so grateful that she decided to come back. And you remember St. Paul's for a long time, right?
What about relatives all these people?
I attended St. Paul's for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, so. Welcome home. All right. So let's keep this going, and every week, and we'll get and keep notes, and if Joanne's not here, I'll get somebody else so that we can kind of do things. So, anybody else have a burning desire?
I got all these people out here, they're in the yard.
Yeah.
Don't they have relations?
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah.
You know, they might have kids that want to come to church.
Yeah. That's what we got to do. We got to
get a hold of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of relatives that have. I said there's a lot of them out there that have relatives.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Most of them don't live in the charity.
But that's
most of the children that used to come here, they don't live in the charity. They live in the dives.
Oh, okay.
It was good to see Sarah Holton here last week, but the phone number I have for Sarah no longer works. I was going to ask Don, but he left. If he knew, because I know he spent some time with her out in the graveyard with, because her dad's buried out here. But if anybody knows our current phone number for Sarah, let me know.
I told her about the Christmas service, and she seemed like she might
come.
Be back.
Good. Good. Good.